I'm Hunter Logan. It is time to stack the pucks now. First of the preview between the New York Rangers and the Buffalo Sabres. It's a very exciting game for the Buffalo Sabres as a look into the future for them. And then we're going to wrap things up talking about the Detroit Red Wings going into Winnipeg to play a very important game for the Winnipeg Jets. But like I said, from the top, very exciting game in Buffalo. We'll get into why in just a second. The lines opened up in this game with the Rangers at minus 142 and the Sabres at plus 118. Shifted around a small bit. The Rangers getting a little bit more love at minus 146. The Sabres at plus 122. You can get the Rangers on the puck line. Minus 1.5 at plus 165. And the over-under is at 6.5. The Rangers coming into this game, they're 44-21-10 on the year, 39-36 against the puck line, 33 overs, 39 unders, 22-9-6 on the road this season. And they're really trending towards trying to steal second place from the Devils. They're trying to press on them, try to get home ice advantage in what seems to be their inevitable first round matchup, because obviously the Hurricanes have a game in hand on the Devils. But don't count out New Jersey yet, because the Rangers, they're 3-1 in their last four games, but they're coming off of a loss last night to the Devils. It was a gritty win for the Devils. The Rangers almost tied that game with like 20 seconds left, I want to say, but Ryan Graves jumped right on the goal line and knocked the puck out of the crease. So a tough loss for the Rangers, but they have been playing better as of late. Like I mentioned, they have won three of their last four games, and they're getting contributions from pretty much up and down the lineup. Patrick Kane's been playing much better. Artemi Panarin's starting to look like Panarin again. Zibanejad has scored a couple of goals in the last few games. He's almost to 40 again. But then you're also getting contributions from the kid line. Guys like Filippito earned himself a nice little extension the other day. Kaapo Kakko's been pretty good. And Lafreniere might not be scoring, but he looks pretty good. And obviously they have Igor Shestarkin in net. But they did play last night, so it's probably going to be Yaroslav Halak. He's 10-8-11 on the year, a 2.68 goals against, a 9.05 save percentage. He does have one shutout. He's one of the better backup goalies in the NHL. And the Rangers, 4 of 5 road unders, mainly because their goalies have been playing so well. They're scoring like 3 or 4 goals a game, but the goaltending between Shestarkin and Halak has been really good for them. Now, the Sabres, on the other hand, I mentioned this is a very exciting game for them. Obviously, they have a lot of young talent surrounding this team, and it looks like they're going to run out of steam and not make the playoffs. They're 35-31-7 on the year, 41-32 against the puck line, 41 overs, 28 unders, 14-20-4 at home this season. But it does look like it's going to be Levy's NHL debut. He is a top goalie prospect. He's been talked about for the last couple of seasons, and many people were wondering at the trade deadline, before they really knew who he was, why didn't the Sabres try to go out and get a goalie? Because they've been running a 3-goalie system between Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, Craig Anderson, Erik Komrie, and goaltending is the one thing. Obviously, they could use a depth defenseman as well, but the goalie is the one thing that's been holding them back. But it looks like this team's poised for the playoffs next year with Levy. It is a huge day for the Buffalo Sabres, because they're just trying to get him ready for next season. And that's why I really like the Rangers on the road in this game. It's his NHL debut. I don't think he's going to play horrible, but it's a lot of nerves. It's also a lot of responsibility on the Sabres themselves to not allow him to just get lit up in his first NHL game. I think this is going to be like a nice, tidy 3-1 Ranger win. So I like him on the puck line, -1.5, and get him at plus money there. But the money line is really where you should stay, because who knows in the NHL? You could be down 3-1 and score a garbage time goal, and next thing you know, you lost on the puck line. And also, the Sabres are 1-6 in their last 7 home games, so it could be the Rangers on the road in this game.
Now we're going to do a Stack the Pucks preview between the Detroit Red Wings versus the Winnipeg Jets. Winnipeg comes into today as the favorite at minus 245 for their money line, and Detroit's money line sits at plus 198. The over-under set at 5.5, with the puck line at minus 1.5 in favor of the Jets at plus 106. Now, Detroit has a record of 33-32-9, 36-38 against the puck line, 34 overs, 37 unders, and a 14-7-5 record on the road. The Red Wings have won 2 straight, including a surprise upset over the Carolina Hurricanes Thursday night, defeating Carolina 3-2. Just 59 seconds into the game, Dominik Kubalik scored for the Red Wings, giving them the 1-0 lead through 1. But then 42 seconds into the second period, Brent Burns tying the game up for the Canes, with Jacob Slavin scoring 4 minutes and 18 seconds into the second period, giving the Canes a 2-1 lead. Thinking that was going to be it for the game and Carolina was going to run away with it, not so fast, because Dylan Larkin, just 3 minutes later, scored for the Red Wings to tie it at 2 apiece. With the game being tied 2-2 through 2, as well as being tied 2-2 for 19 minutes and 55 seconds, with 4 seconds remaining in the game, Jake Walman scored for the Red Wings, giving the Red Wings the 3-2 victory over the top seed in the Metro Division, Carolina Hurricanes. Now, even though that doesn't help Detroit that much in terms of the playoff seeding, that is a big-time victory for the rest of the Metro Division, i.e. the New Jersey Devils and the New York Rangers, who want that top spot in the Metro. As for some injuries, Ville Husso is still out and not expected back till early April due to a lower body injury. And as for some over-unders, the under is 6-0 in the Red Wings' last six road games, while the under is 5-1-1 in the Red Wings' last seven games following a victory. Now, Winnipeg enters today with a record of 41-31-3, 37-38 against the puck line, 20 overs, 50 unders, and a 22-12-2 record at home. Winnipeg is having the complete opposite right now, seeing as they are on a two-game losing streak, having been shut out by the San Jose Sharks on Tuesday night. Midway through the first, the Sharks jumped out to a 1-0 lead, and then it was 1-0 through one, 1-0 through two, until 2.5 minutes into the third, Kevin LeBlanc scored for the Sharks, making it 2-0, and then Martin Kaut converted on the power play with just over 2 minutes left in the game to give the Sharks the ultimate 3-0 victory. Now, Winnipeg is fighting for their playoff lives, seeing as they hold that final wild card spot with 85 total points. Meanwhile, the Calgary Flames and Nashville Predators are right on their heels with 83 and 82 points, respectively. Now, as for some key injuries for the Jets, Sam Gagner is out for the season due to his hip, and Cole Perfetti is not due back until late April with an upper body injury. And as for some over and unders, the under is 7-1 in the Jets' last eight versus the Atlantic Division, while the under is 4-1-2 in the Jets' last seven Friday games. Now, ultimately, they are up in Winnipeg. Detroit did get their win against Carolina on home ice. So, with that being the case, I'm just going to take Winnipeg. Give me Winnipeg's puck line, -1.5 at +106. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA betting and game previews, head of the Sports Stack. I'm Tim Bonner with a Stack the Pucks preview between the Rangers and the Sabres, as well as the Red Wings and the Jets.